بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble Prophet and the believers of his family, and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. This is a point where it requires clarification, and it is under the title, the ruling concerning the preferences between prophets and between prophets and prophets and messengers and messengers. And this will be divided into three sections. The first section, mentioning the ahadith where the apparent meaning of it may indicate a contradiction with other ahadith. And so we begin under this section. First, let's take the ahadith where there is a prohibition to make a preference between the prophets. Taking the ahadith in which there is a prohibition to make preference between the prophets. The first hadith is in the story of the Jew, and this came in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 3, 594, where a dispute occurred between a Jew and a Muslim. The hadith is, by the way, of Abi Hurairah. Narrated Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that two persons, a Muslim and a Jew, quarreled. And the Muslim said, by him who gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam superiority over all the people. The Jew said, by him who gave Moses alayhi salam superiority over all the people. At that, the Muslim raised his hand and slapped the Jew on the face. And the Jew went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and informed him of what had happened between him and the Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent for the Muslim and asked him about it. And the Muslim informed him of the event, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said, لا تخيروني على موسى. This is the first narration. لا تخيروني على موسى. Don't give me superiority over Moses. Don't give me superiority over Moses. Then he mentioned some of the excellences of Musa alayhi salam. For on the day of resurrection, all the people will fall unconscious, and I will be one of them. But I will be first to gain consciousness. And will see Moses standing and holding the throne of Allah. I will not know whether Musa has also fallen unconscious and got up before me, or Allah has exempted him from that stroke. Two of them are excellences for Musa alayhi salam. So this is the first one which he said, لا تخيروني على موسى. Don't give me superiority over Musa. Or لا. In another narration he said, لا تفضلوا بين أنبياء الله. In another narration of the same hadith, do not make preference between the prophets. Do not give preference between the prophets. And in another narration by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, he mentioned the same story, and فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تخيروا بين الأنبياء. Don't give a prophet superiority on another or over another. This is one hadith with the three narrations now, as you have heard. Now the other hadith also prohibiting the making the preference is the hadith concerning Musa, Yunus, concerning Jonah. عليه السلام. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا ينبغي لعبد أن يقول أنا خير من يونس بن متى. No slave should say that I am better than Yunus, son of Matta. This is the hadith of Abi Huraira. In a narration reported by Ibn Abbas, alaykum as-salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما ينبغي لعبد أن يقول إني خير من يونس بن متى. It is not befitting for a slave to say that I am better than Yunus, son of Matta. And in the hadith related by Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يقولن أحدكم إني خير من يونس بن متى. One of you should not say that I am better than Yunus, son of Matta. These are the Yunus meaning Jonah, yes. These are the narrations calling for prohibition. Now, let's take the narrations which are understood to indicate the permissibility of making preference. The narrations understood to indicate the permissibility of making preference. They are as follows. From the hadith of Abi Huraira, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة. I will be the preeminent and most noble of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection. وأول من ينشق عنه القبر, and the first on whom the grave will be opened for resurrection meaning. وأول شافع, and I will be the first intercessor. وأول مشفع, and I will be the first whose intercession will be accepted and approved by Allah. Of course, this hadith is reported by Muslim. All the previous hadith which you heard concerning the prohibitions were agreed upon. Now, the other hadith also from Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فُضِّلْتُ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بِسِتْ, I have been given superiority over the messenger, over the prophets by six qualities. أُعْطِيتُ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ, I was given the concise of speech. وَنُصِرْتُ بِالرَّعْبِ, and I have been aided and with victory through fear, meaning Allah instigates fear in the enemies of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَأُحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمِ, and the booties were made lawful to me, and they, you know, they were not made lawful before. وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ طَهُورًا وَمَسْجِدًا, and the earth had been made a pure and a place for prayer for me. وَأُرْسِلْتُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ كَافَّةً, and I was sent to entire creation. وَخُتِمَ بِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ, and I was the final for all the prophets, final and last messenger, meaning the prophethood was finalized by me, by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. This hadith is in Muslim. So in the first group of hadiths, the indication is for prohibition to make preference. In the other two hadiths which you have heard, indicates the permissibility of making a preference, because he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explicitly mentioned his superiority over all the messengers. Now, there is no doubt that superiority between the prophets and messengers is an affirmed matter. As evident by the texts, explicit texts, from that is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah 253. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. This is first concerning the preference between the messengers, this verse. Those messengers we preferred some to others. To some of them Allah spoke directly, others He raised to degrees, and to Isa, Jesus, son of Mary, we gave clear proofs and evidences and supported him with Ruh al-Qudus, Jibreel, etc. The second is the preference amongst the prophets in the Surah Al-Isra 17:55. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. And your Lord knows. And indeed we have preferred some of the prophets above others. So the first verse concerning the messengers is evidence for the existence of preference between the messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام, and that some of them excel others. And that's why Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah said, وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ اِعْتِقَادِ التَّفْضِيلِ. It's a must to believe in the preference. End of quote. Then he mentioned the verse that you saw on the screen. In the second verse, there is evidence for the existence of preference between the prophets, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, and that some excel others. And the ulama, the scholars of Islam, are in agreement that the rusul, the messengers, are better than the prophets. As Imam Ibn Kathir related this, as also Al-Imam Al-Safarini related this. May Allah's mercy be upon both of them. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir said, وَلَا خِلَافَ أَنَّ الرُّسُلَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ بَقِيَّةِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. There is no disagreement, or لا خلاف. Yes, there is no disagreement that the messengers are superior over the rest of the prophets. And as Safarini said, rahimahullah, والرسول أفضل من النبي إجماع. By consensus, the messenger is preferred over the prophet. لتميزه بالرسالة, because of the distinction in the message, which is better, I'm sorry, which is superior to prophethood. Similarly, they are in consensus, meaning the scholars of Islam, that أولي العزم أفضل الرسل, the messengers of steadfastness, are the superior amongst the messengers. قال ابن كثير رحمه الله. Imam Ibn Kathir said, وَلَا خِلَافَ, there is no dispute, أَنَّ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ مِنْهُمْ, that the messengers of steadfastness amongst them, meaning from the messengers, أَفْضَلُهُمْ, they are the superior ones. And these are the following: Muhammad, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. They are Muhammad, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, may Allah salam and salam be upon all of them. They are mentioned in the following verses. Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 7, 33, verse 7. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And remember when we took from the prophets their covenant, and from you, O Muhammad, and from Noah, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, son of Maryam, we took from them a strong covenant. Also Allah mentioned them in Surah Ash-Shura 42 verse 13. شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. Okay. He, Allah, has ordained for you the same religion, Islam, which He had ordained for Noah, and that which we have inspired in you, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which we ordained for Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, alayhimu salatu wa sallam, saying you should establish religion and make no divisions in it. Intolerable for the mushriks is that to which you, O Muhammad, call them. Allah chooses for Himself whom He wills and guides unto Himself who turns to Him in repentance and in obedience. قال شيخ الإسلام, شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية said, وأفضل أولياء الله هم أنبياءه, and the superior amongst the أولياء of Allah, the friends of Allah, are His prophets. وأفضل أنبيائه هم المرسلون منهم, and the superior of the prophets are the messengers amongst them. وَأَفْضَلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and the superior of the messengers are أُولُو الْعَزْمِ, أُولُو الْعَزْمِ, those of steadfastness in religion. نوح, قال نوح وإبراهيم, نوح, إبراهيم, موسى, وعيسى, ومحمد صلى الله عليه وعليهم وسلم. وأجمعوا, and the scholars of Islam are in agreement, are in consensus أيضا على أن نبينا ورسولنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الخلق بما في ذلك أولو العزم كما دلت عليه هذه الأحاديث التي مرت معنا. And they are in consensus that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and our messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the superior over creation, including those of the messengers of steadfastness, as indicated by the two hadiths which we mentioned earlier. قال ابن كثير, الحافظ ابن كثير, after he mentioned the messengers of steadfastness, he said, ولا خلافة, and there is no disagreement, أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضلهم, that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is the superior of them. And the scholars have tabulated special chapters for this, as al-Imam al-Ajurri رحمه الله in his book الشريعة, and all, meaning that indicating that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the superior over all the messengers and prophets. Okay. And Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah in his explanation on Sahih Muslim also tabulated the same. And also a report from Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, said khiyaru wildi Adam khamsa, the superior amongst the children of Adam are five: Noah, Ibrahim, Isa, Musa, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, وخيرهم, and the superior amongst them, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, above them, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the salah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him and all the messengers. And this report that I related from Abu Huraira was reported by Al-Bazzar, and Al-Haythami said that the men of the narration are the men of Sahih, meaning the men in the referred to in the books of Sahih, and also reported by Al-Hakim, and he said هذا حديث صحيح الإسناد, this hadith is an authentic narration, وإن كان موقوفا على أبي هريرة ووافقه الذهبي, although it is attributed to Abi Huraira, meaning it is mawquf, and al-Dhahabi agreed to him for his authentication. إذا تبين هذا, إذن if this is now clear that the preference amongst the prophets and messengers is mentioned in the texts and it is existing, then know that the difference between the people of knowledge is in directing how to direct the ahadith of prohibition. And they went about this in the following directions. The first one is al-jam'u, reconciling the two, and the other is abrogation. And let us speak about both of them. أولاً, the way of jam', the way of reconciling the meanings of the two hadith, of the two directions of hadith, the allowability and the prohibition. And to this, many of the scholars went to this direction, but they differed as to the way of reconciling them according to the following sayings. Number one, that what is intended in the prohibition of making preference between the prophets is the prohibition if it will lead to a delusion of lesser in excellence concerning any prophet, or to casting him down, or by way of contempt and disregard. And it is not intended to make them equal in rank, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed that He made preference amongst them. And to this saying went the following scholars: Al-Khattabi, Ibn Taymiyyah, Al-Nawawi, Ibn Hajar, and others. So this is the first saying. What is intended in the prohibition is a prohibition if it will lead to delusion of lesser excellence concerning any prophet, or casting him down either by way of contempt or disregard, then this is the prohibition. This is what's intended. This is the first reconciliation of the hadith. The second, that what's intended in the prohibition is to make preference while in a state of argumentation and dispute and quarreling, or if the preference will lead to such disputes, argumentations, etc. And the people who went with this second saying from the scholars, they said that the reason for the hadith of Abi Huraira and the hadith of Abi Sa'id concerning the dispute between the Muslim and the Jew, there the Prophet ﷺ prohibited the preference after this dispute took place, after this quarrel took place. So this is the second saying. The third saying, what's intended in the prohibition is if it comes from zeal and fanaticism, bigotry, tribal fanaticism, nationalistic zealism, partisanship, you name it, or due to mere opinion, not due to substantial evidence. And from the scholars who went to this opinion, Al-Imam al-Tahawi and Ibn Kathir, may Allah's mercy be upon them, and it is also what is apparent from the discussion by Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah. This is the third thing. The fourth thing, that the prohibition by the Prophet ﷺ to make the preference is by way of humbleness and etiquette, because he ﷺ knows that he is the superior over all the prophets and messengers. And this is exemplified in his saying, "Ana Sayyidu Wuldi Adam," I am the most eminent and most noble of the children of Adam. And from the scholars who went to this opinion, Ibn Qutaybah, and this is also another saying by Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. The fifth saying, that what is intended here is to prohibit preference concerning prophethood in essence, because prophethood is one quality which is not to be subject to preference. However, superiority due to extra qualities and miracles, then there is no prohibition concerning that. And from the scholars who went to this opinion is Abu Abdullah Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, and he said, وَهَذَا قَوْلٌ حَسَنٌ, and this is a good saying, because it reconciles between the verses and the ahadith without need to resort to abrogation. The sixth saying is that what is intended is to prohibit the عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته, is to prohibit the preference where there is a preference in person assigning the name to the Prophet. So there can be, according to this opinion, no preference between the messengers in person. However, to make preference in general without specifying, then this is permissible. And the one who went to this opinion is Ibn Atiyyah rahimahullah. So this sixth saying is the sixth one amongst the reconciliating opinions. The second was the opinion of abrogation. Some went to the opinion that the prohibition from making the preference was before it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is the superior over them all, and that the Quran also abrogated the prohibition of making the preference. Now, what is the most, what is the preponderating opinion amongst these sayings? The preponderating opinion is the third opinion. The third opinion. Can we have the third opinion? Let us repeat the third opinion. That the prohibition is there, yes. If it is made due to fanaticism, zeal, bigotry, tribalism, nationalism, partisanship, or by mere or sheer opinion without any evidence. As to the issue of abrogation, this requires ma'rifat al-tariq, knowing the history which came before which, and this is not feasible here because some of the chapters in the Quran where the preference was stated was revealed in Mecca, like Surah Al-Isra and Surah Al-Qalam. So the preponderating opinion is the third opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, knows best. I hope in this, alhamdulillah, then we can, inshallah ta'ala, put this clarification for people to utilize in a beneficial way, inshallah. We're going to put it in the site together with another also clarification concerning this matter which came earlier and which was already present there. As'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, to make of this a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.